Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's a special British Open edition of the T-Box at a special time. Tomorrow morning at 7 on Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Want to win a $50 gift card to Hattie B's in Oaklawn? Download the Hattie B's app and text CHICKEN to 22126 for your chance to win. That's CHICKEN to 22126.
Thank you very much, Mr. EA. We certainly appreciate you filling in for DJ, who is climbing the Matterhorn, I do believe, right now. Over in Europe. Shout out to our DJ. Okay, sponsored by
American Leak Detection.
So it is Friday fun time, live from Maple Branch Brewery, celebrating the P1 beer of the month, the German Helles Lager, right?
Yes.
Yes, which is soups tasty. We just got a big fat beer sitting here at our table that we're going to start sipping on. So come join us out here. Tons of P1s and tons of fun at Maple Branch in Fort Worth. Love this spot. Awesome food as well. If you want to come have some pizzas for dinner and other food items, we love it. So the other day we were in the studio, and as we often do off the air, we come up with ridiculous bits in our head that really never amount to much. Like, we'll have ideas that will make each other laugh.
Yeah, or we'll just try to crack each other up with something ridiculous, never thinking that it'll make the air.
Usually right. Involves seeing how close we can come to getting killed by our wives without actually getting killed by them.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And on Tuesday, it was the All-Star Game in baseball.
The Midsummer Classic.
Yeah, and so this is the, I guess this is either the final break or the next to last break of the day in the 6 o'clock hour. And I think you asked me if I was going to watch the All-Star Game that night.
Yeah, knowing that you weren't.
Right.
It's the joke.
Yeah.
And we know you're not watching the All-Star Game. And I'm like, hey, man, what time am I coming over?
Well, no, I think I said, well, I have hockey, so I'll have to watch it on delay. And you said, perfect, I'll come over.
Yeah, like around midnight, and we'll watch the game. We start laughing about that, and then we think about the scenario of, what if you told your wife that you were having people over to your house, Dave, at midnight to watch a taped version of the All-Star Game, and you're going to cook food, and
yeah,
it's just going to be a big deal.
Everybody's going to hide from the results.
Yeah, don't tell me anything. Like, phone down.
Yeah, so we dared each other to pull off this prank, and so I did it as soon as I got home. And
to our wives.
Yes, and so,
and remember with Dave, remember what is happening in his life. First
yes.
off, he has a toddler. A tiny, tiny human that makes everybody crazy living at his home. And then he also has one in the oven.
Yes.
He is an expecting father again. There is a lot of chaos going on at that house. And a lot of hormonal imbalance and everything else.
Yes. So my wife works from home. So she has had a full day of work. And then she has gone to pick up Wells at daycare.
Okay.
And she has brought him home. So she is exhausted from work, exhausted from being pregnant, exhausted from watching Wells for the hour or so that she's been home before I get home. And so immediately I come in and I am asking her, well, one, I'm reminding her that as soon as I get home, I'm leaving to go play hockey.
Yeah, your little hockey game.
That's always a hit.
And that I'm running this last-minute plan about the All-Star Game by her, and so
the All-Star Game. Taped.
So she wasn't prepared for that.
She's extremely, as I said, she's extremely exhausted, and so when Marissa gets exhausted and/or exasperated with me, she turns into a soft-talking mumbler. So I tried to boost it as much as possible, but okay. It might be hard to understand, but mostly she keeps coming back to the fact that Wells has a dirty diaper and would I please change it?
Okay.
So this is what happened.
You can't wake up?
You can't wake up.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't bring up hockey before.
It's fine, you can change it.
I was going to ask you, so we play the early game tonight, so we'll probably be done, or I'll probably be home around 10. And I don't know if you know, but the All-Star game is tonight. And so I was going to see if it would be okay if Corby came over and... because we were going to watch it together for the show. Jacob Latz is the Rangers reliever that's on the team. So, I mean, I promise we won't be loud. We'll have any beer.
Wait a minute. Why did you bring up Jacob Latz?
Just trying to build my case as to why we had to watch it.
What if I sell her on a high leverage reliever making his All-Star game debut?
And by the way, Jacob Latz faced one batter. And I got him out. But one batter.
Yeah, and so yeah, I don't know if you heard her response, but she goes, I don't even know who that is.
Why would she? Okay, go ahead.
Because we were going to watch it together for the show. Jacob Latz is the Rangers reliever that's on the team. So, I mean, I promise we won't be loud. I don't think we'll have any beers. I mean, I mean, you can tell me if you don't want me to.
No, that's fine. I'm here to be honest.
Oh, hang on. Did she just say, fine, you do whatever you want to?
Yeah, she goes, that's fine, do whatever you want to.
Oh, God, that is such a, I'm going to freaking kill you. Do whatever you want.
Do you, I'm watching it on delay, obviously because of hockey. So, like, just don't text me the score.
I'm not
going to,
like, I'm going to watch it. What is this?
I'm just kidding. I'm recording, sorry.
She was so
defeated.
Just
making sounds there at the end.
Yeah, she just was like, just please change his diaper.
I had it.
And
don't text me the score. Hey, babe. So the AL is up 1-0 right now in the sixth. Has she ever?
And one last thing.
Hey, Dill.
About 11:30, could you come down and make us some sandwiches?
Yeah. Because we're going to be locked into the game.
Number one! Yeah, so that's how my end of the equation went.
Okay, so on my end...
Boy, it was like you were disarming a bomb there.
I was tiptoeing around it.
Dude,
I couldn't get the line out of... Don't text me the score.
The answer of though you do whatever you want to do.
Oh, we've all heard that.
Oh my God!
I don't even care. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, with your little friend. So I, on the other side of it, have to sell to my wife that I'm going to your house, and so it starts off because she is fresh off being at the World Cup semifinal, so she's in an awesome mood.
Yeah,
like highlight of her life type game. And
she owes you everything.
Yes, yes. I gave her the opportunity to go to this game.
Yes, gratitude.
So she's in an awesome mood, so much so we're talking soccer. So the very beginning of what you're going to hear is her talking about rejoining her EPL fandom, and we go from there.
Barcelona, Real Madrid, all that stuff. Like, me excited, like, want to watch EPL
I was saying that.
I want my team to be Man City.
Man City?
Man City.
Well, they're the best team.
I like them. They have my favorite players. They got Holland, Kevin De Bruyne, Seth Stones. I like them. That's what I'm here for. Like, I like Everton. They're probably not getting relegated right now.
No, they've avoided it. That's Dave's team.
Pause it right there. So there was the opening. There was the logical.
That's Dave's team.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of.
Yes.
Speaking of, I'm happy you brought up Dave.
Yes, okay.
Dave's a huge Everton supporter.
I love them. I need a Man City Kevin shirt before they are like $6,000.
Speaking of Dave, he's got, you know, he's playing adult league hockey.
Yeah, that seems horrendous and hard.
He was always, he was good. He was like one of our best players.
He's 56.
I know he's 54. But they play on Tuesday nights and he's got a game. And then he was going to have some people over like to watch, to record the All-Star game. The baseball All-Star game. And then like have like a midnight showing of the All-Star game.
Are you recording me again?
Okay. So she says right there, are you recording me right now?
Man, she's pretty good about that.
Like,
she sniffed it out.
Instantly knows that there is no way, A, that you
am having people over to watch the All-Star game on delay at midnight.
At midnight.
Tuesday night at midnight.
Tuesday night. And B, that I would be a willing participant to be so excited about going over there. Okay.
Because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. You are.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
So, it's a bit, it's kind of a bit. He wants to have like a, don't look at me that way, you're gonna make me laugh.
Then what?
He's gonna have like a midnight showing of the All-Star game. Mm-hmm.
With his pregnant wife and his itty bitty baby, that sounds just like something Dave's gonna do.
Watch.
Where's your phone? <mom?
laughs> I don't know why you don't believe me.
Let me see your phone.
I don't even have it on me. I don't even have my phone on me. I left it in the bathroom.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It does sound stupid.
I mean, there's so much sports on, like the baseball All-Star game. And I can't believe this. Okay. This is tonight?
Tonight. So his game ends at like 11 o'clock. He was going to go home.
Uh-huh.
Fire up the grill.
Being recorded. It's in your fucking pocket or somewhere. Okay, that's so stupid. What is the bit? What do you want?
That's so bad.
Yes, there is. Like, this is so dumb. If you come in and start firing off the baseball All-Star game, that Dave is going to have people over at midnight. I'm sure his wife would love that. Sounds awesome. Yes, bring all your friends over here. It'll have them. Okay, so what are you trying to do? Like, what's the bet? Just stop.
All right. I'm telling them I won't go.
Okay, so I won't let it go. Now I'm just like, I'm just going to tell him I'm not going to come.
Yeah.
I'm going to totally disappoint him.
Yeah.
But let me just end this on my side. So I'm sorry that you won't let me go.
Right.
Oh, because it's right up your alley that you would just love to. I don't care, but.
When's the last time? When's the last year you thought that I missed the All-Star game? I walk it every year. This is not very nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, y'all have better things to talk about. I mean, there's a World Cup game tomorrow.
I know.
We're going to talk baseball?
She got you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. We ended up not doing it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
She ruined our entire baseball party.
Once you canceled on me, I just scraped all the burgers and hot dogs into the trash.
Turned the grill off, sadly.
Took the VHS tape of the All-Star game and just threw it onto the grill.
I still don't know who won. I still don't know.
Man, her detector is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't conditioned Marissa much as Julie has.
She's like a war veteran. Like, I mean, she knows.
All right, where's your phone?
Yeah.